Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings episode. What episode are we on now? Holy shit. Episode 104? 103? Wow, look at me. I'm already forgetting what episode we're on. Damn! How you doing? You look pretty, as usual. Oh my god. Hey, I'm out here drinking that Vietnamese coffee. Listen, you hear that? That's coffee. I like my coffee. I like my coffee and I like my tea. They're necessities at this point, or at least tea is. It's been what, 2 fucking weeks? A lot has happened. A lot always happens in 2 weeks. Let me tell you something. I have lost 32 pounds. Yep, I've been busting asshole. I've been just going fucking deep, trying to figure out where the hell I am in the universe, and it's been working out very well. Last time I was on here, I told you guys I got a new car. Love it. She's outside. Her name's Obsidian. Hey, baby. Hey. She liked to ignore me, just like my baby mama. Anyway, get vaccinated. We're just spitballing right now, but get vaccinated. I live in California, so everything is, they're opening up shit fast. And if you want to go enjoy shit, go get vaccinated. Please. Help everybody out. If you want to go out and experience things, you should go get vaccinated. I've been vaccinated for the past 2 months. And I got Pfizer. The only complication I had was the first dosage I ever got, it made me drowsy as hell for that whole night. The second time I got it, I had no symptoms for about a week. The following week, though, I got a little clammy, and I had headaches for about 3 days. And then after that, nothing happened. You should listen. Let me tell you something. The vaccine is, if you don't want to get it, I understand, but you also have to understand if you, like, there, don't go nowhere then. It's in place. It's there to keep you safe. Like, I don't know if I sound like a fucking robot or something, but if I didn't believe in what they were doing, then I wouldn't have got it myself. You have an option. Or at least I did, because I got it. So I got it early because of my job. And if you, now every adult is able to just get the vaccine now. No questions asked. So you should make an appointment. Go get it. Because let me tell you something. After a whole fucking year of everybody just being in the house, at least personally, I want to go do shit. I don't know if I'm going to go, you know, be going deep and shit, like be kicking it in clubs or something, but I want to go do things. Like, I don't know, go to the beach whenever the fuck I want to, or go do whatever the fuck, my own damn business or something. You know, you gotta see you summertime, honey. You know what I'm saying? Get the fucking vaccine, cocksucker, so you can be with me in that heat. And it's hot, so I don't think COVID will spike again. I hope it doesn't. It's, the shit's finally coming to like a very well earned, I don't know, close, because there was a point in time no one knew where the fuck this shit was going. And now look at it, like it's kind of, there's some places, like there are some states where they don't even wear masks anymore. That's a little fucking crazy to me, but it's slowly going away. And the quicker it gets the fuck out of here, the quicker I can go on my hunt for my drink. So listen, let me tell you, let me turn the music down a little bit. I got music in this bitch. Now, let me get all intimate with you guys. Okay, let me remove the, gotta take the condom off. About to make sweet love. Yeah, so there's a drink called a grasshopper. And everyone's like, what's in a grasshopper? I'm going to just be honest with you guys. I don't know. Let's look it up. Grasshopper drink. Every time I'll go to a goddamn restaurant, bar, any place where I think that they'll carry it, I fucking misspelt it. Drink. Boom. Anywhere where I think they'll sell it, I go in there and I ask them, hey, do you have a grasshopper? And the majority of the time, I've been to like 10, definitely 10 restaurants, and they always say, no, we don't, or we don't, or we're... They're always missing an ingredient. They're always missing something. It's usually the mint part of the drink. So what's in it is a... Come on, if you want to fucking load. It's... Okay, so... Okay, the internet just wants to bullshit with me right now. It's 1 ounce creme de myth, 1 ounce white creme de caco, 1 ounce heavy cream, and ice. That I listen. Okay, let me put the condom back on. I want to drink it because it sounds like a just a nice, lovely thing to sip on when you're in a fucking club or a bar or something. It just seems like it's relaxing, and there's alcohol in it, so I don't know if it'll get me where I'm going, but I want to buy one so I can. I just like those. I like them personally. I'm a fan of martini drinks. They're pretty. The glasses that they're in are nice. Like, has anyone ever watched Scrubs? If you guys watch Scrubs, you remember that one fucking guy. He used to always order an appletini, and the bartender would always call him gay. Or someone would call him gay. It's like, all right then. So I want to order a grasshopper because it looks nice. It's a pretty. It's fucking, like, fuck you, man. There was a point in time where motherfuckers couldn't order a drink that they wanted. Oh, what drink do you want? Oh, I want a really rusty nail or a fucking, I don't know. I don't really know drinks like that, but it's supposed to order some hard drink. Oh, I'll have 2 shots of Jaeger. Fuck, go fuck yourself. Cocksucker. I don't want some drink that's going to put me in a black hole. I want to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? If I'm drinking alcohol, I want it to be pleasant. So I have been asking every fucking place that's new, hey, do you carry this drink? Are you able to make it? My friends are like, Jesus fucking Christ, come on. And I'm like, why? I want this drink. I'm my pursuit is going to stop when I find it. And then whenever I go, I won't fucking ask anymore because I already know where to get them. So it's a fucking, it's a journey that I'm on. Let me turn up the gain a little bit. Boom, baba booey. All right. Listen to this though. If you want something, get it. That's where this is going. For the past few weeks, I have been more focused than I've been recently. That's why I kind of just stopped, because I fucking knew if I got on here and I try to come out here and talk to you guys and make a podcast, and oh, I knew it was gonna be rushed. I knew I wasn't going to enjoy myself, so I had to clear my state of mind, help my goddamn self get out of my own fucking way and figure out, Devon, what the fuck do you need right now? Nah, not later. Now, do you need something now? And I figured it out. I just needed to, my personal life and my work life both needed a tweak. My work life needed an overhaul. My personal life needed a little tweak. So I tweaked it, and then I overhauled my personal life too. I mean, my work life. So, oh, how did you do that? You focus. So you, I think it's just way easier for me to write down things in my notebooks. I cannot fucking stress how hard it is for me to lose track of what I need to do if I can't just see it. If I wrote it on a piece of paper, and it's in place in a book somewhere, that's why... If you know me personally, or you haven't hung out with me in a while, I am never, like, without my notebooks. I carry 3 of them around. One of them is a dream journal. The other one is a notebook that's full. I carry it around just like, you know, just a book. If I feel a certain emotion, I'll go to that book and I'll read it out, like, what I'm feeling. And then, oh, shit, okay, that made me feel better. I can't believe I wrote that. And then this book is podcast ideas / writing. So same thing as the first book I've ever had. So far I've gone through 2 books, and however many I have is however many I have. I every time I finish one, I buy a new one. That's just how it goes. So this one I wrote down, absolute focus is how I accomplish whatever I want. I don't know how to break it down a little simpler than that. I need to just eliminate a few things. Excuse me. And then things go into fruition. Fuck. Drinking cold things makes my throat all scratchy. I still like that coffee, though. Like, hold on, let me get some of that. No, some of that. You hear that? You hear that? Nice. Sounds real nice. Absolute focus, or just focus, period. You tell your friends, you distance yourself a little bit. If they ask, you absolutely let them know, hey, I'm just focusing on myself right now. I don't like the headspace that I've been in. I'm going to, you know, take like a week, maybe two, to just figure things out. And then you come back and it's better. Got a new job. I'm not going to say where, but definitely a better job. Definitely getting paid more. Fucking fuck yeah. And a few other things. I don't want to speak about them yet, but shit is going. And I'm happy that I took that little break so I can actually fucking snap on myself and see where I'm taking everything and where I want to go. So I apologize, because there was a fucking few of you. Hey, where's my podcast episode? Where is it? And I'm like, can I relax? I'll get it to you, sir. Don't beat me, daddy. You know, type shit. And now here I am, still vague. Fucking cocksucker. But step one, write it down in a book. You can do it however you want to. For me, it's writing it in a book. Step two is not just jumping in head first. This is personally to me. If you can do it however you want to, but this is how I work. Then I write it down. Then I have to figure out what the fuck I want to do first. Because me personally, I want to do everything in one day. Wash my clothes, clean my room, get a fucking oil change, go to the grocery store, go to two different grocery stores, buy clothes, talk to this person, talk to that person, make sure this person got that email, go to work, go to the gym. I will want to do all that shit in one day. And sometimes, most of the time even, you can't. There's 24 hours in a day. That's a long time. But cut yourself some slack. Just because there's 24 hours in a day doesn't mean you need to execute every idea or every task that you wrote down. That's how I burned out really quick. I would go from doing nothing and beating myself up to waking up one day and being super automatic and getting everything done. And then the next day I burn out. It's like, the fuck? What the hell happened? So I had to pace myself, and now my work ethic is in a healthy place. Whereas a few months ago, I would get a lot of shit done still, yeah, but at the cost of me vegging out really hard, and my social battery would be shot, I wouldn't want to do anything, my motivation would be shot the fuck. So it's just it just wasn't the best thing for me to carry on doing that, so I, you know, made a little disciplinary system for myself. It's rigid, it's a little strict, because I allow it to be. But it fucking works for me. Three is actually doing whatever the hell you pick. So if I have to wash my clothes, go to the gym, and get gas, right? I would just be like, man, I have to do all that shit, and just lay there. It's, you get up, fucking make a routine for yourself. Shout out to Tiffany. She's the one that fucking put me on to routines, boy. Make a routine for yourself, however one. For me, it's my whole thing. This is a fun fact about me. I brush my teeth with two toothbrushes. As dumb as that sounds, what the fuck? This is why. I have one toothbrush that has a tongue scrubber on it. The other one doesn't. I don't know where you guys are from, but I can't fucking exist in a world where there are no such thing as a tongue scrubber. My toothbrush always needs one. So I use that one to do the basics, like brush your teeth, and then I scrub my tongue, because that is important. You can't be in your fucking 20s or 30s and not know that that's important. But before that, I floss my teeth. Then I brush them, scrub my tongue, make sure it's all nice. Then I have a nice bamboo thin black thin bristle fucking toothbrush, and then that one's made out of bamboo. Then I'll actually brush my teeth with that one. Then after that, or before I do that, I wash my face, because I I have this special, like, also another routine where I wash my face and then I put my creams on so my face looks nice and it's healthy. My face is getting a lot better because I had a rash before. So I'll do that, and I'll let that sit, and then I'm doing my whole my oral routine. And then when I'm done brushing my teeth, it's usually time for me to wash my face off. So I'll rinse my face, keep it a little damp, so when I put the creams on, it's not totally dry. Then I'll do my salt thing for my nipple piercings. So you take salt water, you put it in a cup, and you have to hold this fucking shot glass on your tit. And you look, I don't know, I think I look cute when I do it, but you kind of look like a cocksucker, but it's okay. It's okay. It's worth it. After that, you know, do your little maintenance with them, put the stuff down, and fucking your tip, by the time you're done, it's like you're awake, you're ready to go. It's fucking like 9:30 in the morning. So you get dressed, and then you go execute your day. So the first thing that I would probably do after doing all of that would be get gas, obviously. Then I would want to go to the gym. And then from there, you go to the store. That's very fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? I would stress out about not being able to do that. And then the more complicated things would get, the more irritated I would get. Because it's like, how the fuck am I going to get around to doing all this shit? Just making a routine. A lot of my emotions come from me not believing in myself, I guess. So I have to navigate them and talk to myself in a certain way that makes fucking sense. You probably didn't know, or you probably fucking did. I don't know, man. But let me fucking fix this. Come on. Yes. Okay. I believe everyone has a certain language that they speak to themselves in their head, and only you can understand it. And sometimes it can go bad. It hasn't fucking, thank God. I haven't been depressed in months. Woo! Throw a fucking party. Reward yourself too when you do things. Not all the time. Don't reward yourself all the time. But if you do, if you go over a hill, make sure that you know what it was. It doesn't have to be something huge. Like, don't fucking throw a party or something. But I don't know. Like, maybe you get to. Personally, I completely changed the way I eat, you know, hence the weight loss. So yesterday I told myself, let's, you know, finish the paperwork for my job, straighten my room and write out my podcast episode, and I can have a milk tea. All that shit got done. So I got a milk tea. Perfect. Ridiculous. Crazy amount of sugar. I passed out a little bit. Fucking tremendous. I would do it again. Going deep. A lot of stuff is happening in the fucking media. Like, this Deshaun Watson thing has been going in. And listen to me, man. Deshaun Watson, if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, Deshaun Watson is the quarterback, the current quarterback for the Houston Texans. A fucking joke of a team. And he's basically like the last man standing over there. He's him and I think the fucking linebacker Merciless are like the only good players that matter. And they're just in a super fucked up situation because all of these allegations against Deshaun Watson being a sex offender are coming out. Apparently when he had a few masseuses over time, and allegedly he's been touching them, doing whatever the fuck freaky shit. And all of them are all word of mouth. There's not really like, but there's like 20 fucking 28 cases or something. The Houston Texans haven't terminated him as their quarterback yet. And to be honest, a piece of that is probably because they fucking need him at this point. But besides that, I feel like it would be rushed for them to just cut bait with him, as fucked up as that probably sounds. There's not enough evidence. Like, I don't know if I'm not going to say that he did it or he didn't do it, but I don't want to shit on him for something that is possibly wrong. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people coming out and saying, hey, me too. He did that shit to me too. Me too. Oh my God. He fucking touched me too. Deshaun Watson hasn't said anything. His lawyer is trying to say, like, this did not happen. I like Deshaun Watson as a player, but this is fucking ridiculous. I like him a lot. I don't want to say that he did or he didn't do it, but 20 something cases, they need to be looking into that more. Nike, but when the fucking cases got to like when he got like 15 or 20, Nike just cut their deal off with him. And I completely understand that. I would probably do the same thing if I was Nike. I'm not going to hold you to that. Like, holy shit, that's ridiculous. But I don't know. We'll see in the coming weeks. The cases kind of simmered down. Nobody's been coming forward anymore. But he's sitting at a lot. He's in a pretty, like, difficult situation because he can't really say anything. And on top of that, it's all word of mouth. So anything that comes out of his mouth is going to just word of mouth. Like, oh, he said, she said type shit. So it's either there's this weird dynamic going on. It's either you believe him or you don't. I'm just talking about it, and I don't stand anywhere. It sucks dick. I like Deshaun Watson a lot. Again, like, dynamic quarterback. Totally changed the culture of Houston. He was one of the key pieces they needed to become a competitive team a few years ago. But, you know, Bill O'Brien, you know, we don't have to talk about that. Anyway, holy shit. Speaking of cocksuckers that actually did stuff, this guy, EDP, eat that pussy 445. Woo! Hey, let me break it down. To a half, to a whole. Yeah. What? Chain on, Sub-Zero. Let's get this shit going. So, if you don't know who Bryant, whatever the fuck his fat ass name is, you're making us look bad, Duke. This cocksucker's a Sagittarius. You're making us look bad, Duke. Yeah, here with your fucking bug eyes and your pat back. He's got pat back. Did you know that? This big 30-year-old fuck has got pat back. Out here making Sagittarius look bad. We're too goddamn mega amphorous, like, beautiful to be dealing with this guy. So he's under fire, and this is not allegedly. Let me slow down. Hold on. Let me get situated. Situated. This guy has had run-ins with the police, or he's had multiple cases, or not fucking cases, but just situations where he's been messaging underaged girls more than fucking once. This is the third time, and this time they actually caught him. Before, there were messages of him in a Discord call or Instagram messages with some of his fans, and he had told someone, like, oh, I'm not gonna do a cameo for free, like, you better show me some titties. He said that he didn't know the girl's age. That was wrong. What happened was, he said that, and then one of his, whoever the fuck, fans told him, hey, that's, she's like 15, dude, and he sent a voice message back saying that he didn't give a fuck. This guy's been a piece of shit for fucking years, and he likes to get on his platform and talk about how people don't get no pussy, and how they're fucking weak, and, you know, Donald Trump this, I got guns, and I was so fucking happy to finally see this pat back, bald headed cock sucker just crumble at the thought, at the fucking thought that all of his shit is gonna just get fucking leaked. Right now, I hope he's shaking in a fucking hole somewhere. Listen to this shit. If you have, I don't know how you couldn't have seen it. He's a huge YouTuber. This guy got caught up talking to a 13-year-old girl for 4 months. Tremendous time investment. Absolutely phenomenal work by the two guys that did this. But before I keep going, I'm giving credit where credit is due. But that fucking, Olaf, fucking Viking, ginger cocksucker, he sucks dick too. He's a piece of shit. I don't know his name. You fucking suck ass too, bro. You're not cool. Thank you for what you did, but please go fuck yourself still. Big time. Big fucking time. You're not cool. You're asshole still. EDP got caught in fucking 4K, 8K. Walking, this fucking guy's got this waddle going on, and it makes you think, like, wow, so many people loved you, you piece of shit, and this is what you do to them? That's my worst fear. Having genuine people that spend fucking time and energy checking you out, buying your shit, checking up on you, watching all your goddamn videos, liking all your goddamn videos, watching all the shit, all the content that you create on every channel that you have. They want to just know how the fuck you're doing, and they want to hear everything you fucking say. And you do this? That's a slap in the face. It's horrible. They caught him outside in Bakersfield, got his ass, and they're like, hey, so this is you, right? Saying that you want to fuck this, you want to taste this 13-year-old girl's vagina, and you wanna kiss her. My man, the shit that this guy was doing was fucking wild. He sent pictures of a fleshlight to this alleged girl. That's so horrifying. I have a sister that's the same age, 13 years old, and the fucking thought of something like that happen, it's enough to kill a man twice. Where I would kill him, spend the time, money, and energy figuring out where the fuck we go when we die, figure it out, find out where the fuck he went, and then kill him again. That's what I would do. If this fucking guy did something, if anyone did something like this to a 13-year-old girl, let alone my someone that's related to me or someone that I'm close with, horrifying. Sending pictures of a fleshlight and saying what explicitly. Keep in mind, everything that this guy says is detailed. So knowing that, if you watch some of this guy's videos, you already know how he behaves. He says a lot of outlandish, really fucked up, wild things. This is and I'm speaking verbatim. He is 30 years old, and he will at times like scream the word faggot at the top of his fucking lungs. I don't know if that's a word that's in his vocabulary regularly. Personally, I don't fucking think that it's funny to just say slurs like that. What you do behind closed doors and what you do with your friends is, you know, I can't judge you for that. But if you have a fucking platform and you're as big as him, you should fucking just move accordingly. He had a dick riding fan base. So the first two times that he got accused of being a fucking pedophile or doing some outlandish shit in regards to women that are significantly younger than him, his fan base backed him up and told him, and, you know, basically just like white knighted him, and nothing happened. This is too much evidence for this fucking guy to even handle. He sent a picture of his dick saying, and like, let's be honest, like that shit was fucking pathetic, saying this is gonna be inside you, all this wild fucking bullshit that you just should not tell to someone younger than you. And I don't know where the fuck you get off seeing him cry. It was good. It was relief. It was nice. I stopped liking this fucking mutt when he started talking way more wild than he did. I don't know what the fuck happened to him, but in some point in time, I think it was it was during quarantine where he like lost like 5 of his goddamn marbles, and he just started wilding the fuck out, and no one knew what the fuck happened. No one knew what to do. No one knew what to say. He just started bugging the hell out of nowhere, and everybody's like, oh, the fuck, man. Like, and that got him more subscribers because of how outlandish and how like just shock value it was. So of course it's going to attract people the more just fucking erratic you are, but at what cost? So he began, like, I don't know, building this thing of he's untouchable, especially with the two times that he got accused of this bullshit and nothing happened to him. It's just nothing would happen. So he probably manifested this fucking thing of I can do whatever the fuck, say whatever the fuck, and my fans are gonna be there to back me up. Bullshit. Not this, fucko. Not this. Let me take a deep breath. Hold on. Turbo. Let me get that sweet, that motherfucking Hove, baby. Give me my motherfucking 444. Oh man. Oh, EDP thought he was gonna get away. This big ass. I told you he had pat back. You know what pat back is? His face has eyes and a mouth and a nose. This fucking guy's out here looking like a whale. This shit's nuts. I need him to go back to his fucking, wherever the fuck he live, with his daddy or some shit, and tell him, hey, pops, I'm out here looking fucking crazy. Can you disown me, please? His dad's gonna be like, Brian, hey, I never even fucking loved you, dude. Because you don't have a parent's love if you're out here fucking kids. Sorry, I can't say what the fuck happened to his mom. His mom passed away. May she rest. She is rolling in her fucking grave right now because of the goddamn stupid decisions you make. Him and his fucking ugly ass, disgusting, deep, dead fucking bug eyes. His fat ass, ugly cow tongue. His head looks like some sort of fucking, what is, he looks like a, just this ugly ass fat monkey, and then he likes to shit on people and say, hey, you ain't getting no pussy. EDP, you get pussy? What? This is no shine. This is new to me. Every woman that you've ever encountered either like, whoop, 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 scooted out on you or used your motherfucking ass. Nobody can like you. Nobody can love you, baby. Unlovable. Fucking cocksucker. You are unloved, Mundo. Now learn death. Fuck. Oh, okay. All right, turn it off. All right. Had to calm down. All right, turn it back on. Boom. This, I really want you to understand where I'm trying to go with this. This guy went, he spent 4 months talking to an underage girl. He sent pictures of his meat, of the fleshlight, saying all of this crazy shit that he wants to fuck her. He wants to take her virginity. I want to be the first person that you've ever been with. I'm gonna pick you up and I'm gonna crawl through your window and he said this, I'm gonna tie you up and put you in the trunk of my car and take you to my sex dungeon. My man, you gotta have sex first to have a sex dungeon, you fucking cocksucker. Do you think someone that looks like, let's look up a picture of him. Hey Turbo, can you give me a picture of this guy, please? Holy shit, we can look it up. Oh my god! Look! Someone like this is having sex? Are you serious? A chinake we for you fucking you really think so? Oh my god. Someone that looks like this, acts like this, has an audience like his, is having genuine relationships with women? Fuck no. He had no choice but to move to little kids. And look what the fuck happened. He's out here looking nuts. I hope every penny he has gets stolen from him. I want him buried underneath the jail. And you already motherfucking know, baby. He's getting that good old fashioned fucking. No Wonder Bread bag. No spit. All just... Maybe a little bit, depending on, you know, someone, but he ain't got no hair, so they don't have leverage on. The public just gonna grab that fucking dome piece, that skull, and be fucking ramming that shit in the shower or something with his big ass. They got a lot of cushion for the pushing, huh? Fuck. All right, I'm done. Holy shit, cut that shit off now. His fucking big ass, man. Do you really think that someone like this, that does this, deserves more than what they're getting? Do you really think oh my god, there was my heart almost dropped. There, someone came out and said that he might not even get jail time. Fucking hear my little brother, he's going deep, just like his older brother, he knows. This guy might not get jail time, yet I think, personally, I feel like he's gonna go to jail, but not now. They're gonna have to put a whole case against him, do it themselves. I mean, these guys did all the work for the police, But, you know, again, you have to, like, you know, you have to see, like, male practice, and you have to go through it yourself and see everything's legitimized, and then they can put a case against him. I cannot fucking wait to see his big, ugly ass on trial. And when the judge says they're going to lock him the fuck up and throw away the goddamn key. It's going to feel real good. Hey, if you're an associate of that guy and you're like fucking with him and you haven't exiled yourself, you get locked up too. You're a piece of shit too. I raise my hand immediately. If you knew he was rolling like this and did nothing, you deserve to be where he's at too. You didn't fucking stop him. You didn't talk him out of it. You didn't tell him no. You knew what kind of fucking guy this cocksucker was. You knew what he was. You know how he was moving. Fucking moving all slime walking everywhere. The way he talks about women. The way that he carries himself. Everybody knew this guy was a piece of shit. There was a YouTube video where he, for like 30 minutes, I am not kidding, for 30 minutes, maybe longer, he gave his half-assed testimony on why 99% of women are spineless. The word spineless is what the fuck he said, not me. I'm not saying that. I swear to God, there is a video of this guy just spewing goddamn nonsense. All, you know what he does? Just to save you the fucking effort. What he's saying is the women that have came into his life have either used him or they don't want to talk to him when he tries to be nice. So I'm a nice guy. I'm trying to be nice. Why don't you talk to me? Blah, blah, blah. Shut up, bitch. It's her responsibility. Not responsibility. If she don't want to talk to you, she don't have to. It's not her responsibility to talk to your fucking blubbering fat fucking mouth. Okay? God knows you don't have anything worth fucking listening to. Unless it's about the eagle sucking dick. Ha! But besides that, no one gives a fuck about anything he has to say. Every video this guy made, if it wasn't about the Philadelphia Eagles and him raging about how they suck dick as a franchise and as a team, do you think I was listening to this fucking guy speak? No. After the first... I stopped watching his videos a long time ago, but after the first time this guy got hit with some pedo shit, that was it for me. I'm like, okay, fuck, now I can't even watch the Eagles videos. But now, he's been losing he's not losing enough. He deleted all of his YouTube videos. I don't know how YouTube just didn't straight up take down his account. Personally, this guy's a piece of shit. He is not good. I don't think he should be allowed to fucking exist in regular everyday life anymore. He needs to be somewhere where they can monitor him 24 hours a day. And, like, I don't know, get fucked or something. Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Cocksucker. All right, now. Whew, we're done with that shit. Listen to this. Not me drinking the water, but what I'm about to say. Let me go in the book. Let me give some. Oh, I didn't give you guys that paper ASMR yet. Hold on. My apologies. Let me put it like right next to the mic. Okay. Nice. Okay. Fuck! I lost the page. Found it. All right. Don't you hate that when you lose the goddamn page? Fuck! Got it. Okay. Recently, I've been coming, you know, more, figure out more about myself. Just so, it just comes and it goes. You can't find something if you're not looking. And recently, I've been wanting to figure out why the fuck I get so goddamn angry or so frustrated, even though it doesn't seem like I am. And the root of that came from me not just focusing on the big picture, like too many distractions. So I eliminated some of the distractions. What was one of the distractions? Something that I got rid of. Oh, what I put in my body. That's a perfect one. eating like I used to. I'm not gonna say I used to eat like shit, but I definitely ordered a lot of food. I ordered in a lot. I like cooking. I cook most. I've said this shit before, but I cook most of my meals. And after doing that consistently, fucking basically every day, with the exception of a few days, like if I'm hanging out with my babies or whatever, then it's different. But most of the time, if I'm at my house or, you know, I just got off work, I always cook my own meals. Going to the grocery store, it's like a ritual to me. I love it. Cooking my own food, it feels good. It's liberating. It's relaxing. Get to chop things up. Use a knife on something that's not flesh, and or not human flesh, at least. Chop them up, cook it. You have this product that you made with your own hands, and it gives you like a clear state of mind. You cook, you get it, you prepare it, then you eat it. You get to see you control every ingredient that you put in. For the most part, you don't really know where it's growing, but you know what the fuck is in your food at least. It just helped me focus more. And I needed some of that focus to keep my eye on the bigger picture. So when I did that, I realized, like, damn, the grind to getting what you want is the fun part. it's everything. The fight for the bigger fight is the sweet part. Because getting what you want after you work hard, it's like, oh, fuck yeah, I got it, finally, all that hard work. And then you say, okay, what's next? What can I fight for next? And when you keep doing it, it builds that character of, I can really do anything I put my mind to. And when you have that bug in you, shit just goes. You want to fucking conquer everything. It feels like you can take on the goddamn world. And it's been hard. Or it was hard for me to, you know, figure that out. Like, oh shit, I'm capable of things. It took a little while. It took a lot of nights of me wondering where the fuck I'm going. A lot of crying. And then, you know, you calm down. You realize you got people in your life that care. I have you fucks. You violets. You just fucking pretty dancing fucking flowers everywhere. People that genuinely care about you. And you know, along the way, you realize that you're a lot more special than you give yourself credit. And you wake up in the morning and you do your, your morning routine. And you sit there drinking your tea. And you get to write in your book and you analyze things before the day starts. And you don't even have to think about it. It's like, shit, right now, many people, they're thinking about me. They care about me, they love me, and they want to see me do well. It's strong. It's a nice feeling to feel like people give a fuck and they want to see your, the crazy fucking ideas that you have going on in your head. They want to see them come true, and they want to see you in a better spot in life. I want that for all of you fucks. All of you guys that message me, oh, I should start a podcast, or, oh, I like to draw. If you can draw, that's pretty cool. I would like to imagine I can draw pretty well. I took the fucking pop filter off to get all intimate. I can draw, like, my drawings are pretty cute. They're nice to look at because it's different, but, you know, it's not like, you know, these people on Twitter that go deep and, you know, they've been doing it. My writing is my main source of art. Pretty cool. People have short attention spans nowadays, so I don't expect, if I post something, for example, I don't expect you to read it all the way. That's why I try to make them a little short, make them digestible, so I put a lot in a little. And when I put it on Reddit, it gets a lot of, I get feedback on it, and oh, wow, this sounds good. I like to tell people this because it makes sense, but about 2 years ago, or no, 1 year ago, I had told a friend that I was thinking about, or she told me that she read some of the stuff that I wrote, and she said it was gibberish, and that she didn't understand it, and I'm like, well, do you not understand it because you have questions or what? And she's like, no one is going to understand this. It's gibberish. I put it on Reddit, and I got like 15 DMs saying that people wanted to work with me. They wanted me to write a book. When is my book coming? Stuff like that. So, you know, don't tell your dreams, your big dream. What did Harvey say? Steve Harvey, if I'm saying his name right. If you want to kill a dream, tell it. If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. And fuck, I heard that yesterday, and it's like, goddamn, god fucking damn. Same person too. I told them this was years ago. I'm like, I think I should start a podcast, and they said, well, no, don't do that because you're not. Everybody that has a podcast is old, and you're not old. You're gonna run out of things to talk about. 103 episodes, and I'm not stopping. You fuck. I'm not gonna run out of things to talk about because I keep living, asshole. So, you know, keep people like that at an arm's distance. That was something that I had to do. That was a little difficult because I do like that person a lot. I love them, but I can't have someone that thinks that way, doesn't really support what I do necessarily, like that, around me at all times when I'm in my creative state. So when I want to be a creative, I can't hang out with them. If I just want to bullshit and be like, oh, like, wait, what's going on? Like, cute vibes. Because I do love this person, obviously. But I can't be around them if I'm in the middle of creating something. Or I just won't talk about it. And it's a difficult thing to do, especially when you care about people. But, you know, you can't tell everybody everything. And if there's one thing you're supposed to walk away with from this episode, it's don't let anybody dictate your future. Stay focused. Stay alive. Stay in the pocket. Michael Rappaport likes to say stay in the pocket like Tom Brady. Stay in the pocket like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. The greatest thrower of the fucking football ever. I love every last one of you. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Oh, one more thing. Hold on. This girl, her name Loveless. Ooh, she did my nails. Oh, this girl can do nails. My nails look nice. Shout out to her. If you want to get your nails done, I don't know if she wants me to shout out her Instagram, but she do nails. This girl does nails. She can do some good nails. She's an exquisite conversationalist as well. Beautiful human being. If you want your nails did, go to her. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Happy birthday to that man, Kingsley. Hey, we got some work to do. We come with some. I'll see you guys next time. Peace and love. Do I have anything else to say? Careless J, that song Marceline is fucking dope. I've been having a lot of sex to it. Sorry about it. Chinny, that boy Chinny, my man CJ. Thunder and Lightning. He's making moves out here. He has a nice song called Can't Call Me Bro Out. I like that shit too. I'm going to be in a music video of his tomorrow. We're all working hard. Surround yourself by people that work hard too. And I promise you will succeed. Peace and love. I'll see you guys next week. Ba-ba-booey. I love every last one of you. Thank you for coming.